Man, you may be seated. Turn to Luke chapter 1, and if you're taking notes, and I want you to listen to this carefully. I'm going to say the subject first, so as we go into the text and into the revelation I believe God wants us to have this morning, this Christmas morning. Those of you online, thank you so much for being here. And I want you to use this, not just for today, but this is a lifetime or eternal revelation. This is an eternal revelation. When you unwrap Christ, unwrap Jesus, you like your unwrapped gift, you're going to unwrap some gift. I want to unwrap Jesus. I think I talked about unwrapping him some last year. And I want you to hear this. Unwrapping the all things possible life of Christ in you. Most things you unwrap, today you're going to unwrap it from the outside. Can't unwrap Christ from the outside. You have to be an inside unwrapper. You unwrapped him, and you can't unwrap him without an assistant. The Holy Spirit has to help us today to unwrap some applicable things. Not just today, but unwrap some things that we can apply eternally, the rest of our lives. See, we're not just here. See, when you unwrap Christ, he'd go with you all the way. So the angel, let me give you a few words. Today, this message is to amplify Christ in your life. Amen. I mean, that Christ become bigger and clearer to you. All right? When that happens, you will constantly live in an atmosphere that is not normal. An atmosphere that can make anything happen. You listen? Amplified, an atmosphere. It will also release your authority as a believer. Are you taking notes? You paying attention? This is what this message is supposed to do. Release your authority as a believer. Enable you, because of Emmanuel and because of the possible life, enable you to walk in an supernatural anointing. In other words, anointing of miracles, signs, and wonders. That's what Christ is all about. So I want to open this up to you. When you unwrap him properly, you're going to have authority. Angelic assistants, angels, will be making announcements in your life. Amen. From this day forward. Announcement that you can understand, announcement that calls you not to live an ordinary life. You cannot unwrap Christ. You cannot unwrap Jesus. You cannot unwrap Emmanuel with the Holy Spirit assistant and live a normal life. Okay? So, in this message this Christmas morning, I believe that promotion is on the horizon. Yes. You see, the thing that you want to do is understand why you're here and understand what you're doing. And so may these scriptures as, sometimes Mary didn't understand what was happening to her. Those moments must come in your life. You must become so, you listening? You must become so overwhelmed with blessings sometimes. You don't know why they happen. You know, I mean, not really in the natural. You can't figure it out. Why are all these good things happening to me? Why did he choose me? Why is God blessing me like this? Why do God want to use me? Why God want me to go tell somebody about it? See, and so I want you to be open this morning for a few moments. I'm not going to be real long, but I want you to be open to the rest of your life. I want you to unwrap Jesus. You can't unwrap him in one day. You know why? He is a, you listening? Are you listening? He is an eternal gift. He is a unlimited gift. So once you see one aspect of the gift, you get happy, and then there's something else come up. And so from this day forward, you, every day of your life, from this day forward, every time you pray, every time you meditate, every time you make a confession, every time you say thank you, you're unwrapping Jesus. Listen to this. Every time you have a problem, every time you have a situation, you can unwrap Jesus. And he can help you solve it, help you see what to do with it, and he'll never fail you. Amen?
Amen.
So as the angel unwrapped the revelation of Christ to Mary, I want him to unwrap the revelation to you and watch some of your problems die while I'm talking. Watch the atmosphere of your life, the atmosphere of your home, the atmosphere of your job change as the Holy Spirit help you to unwrap Jesus. Anywhere you are, you should have him being unwrapped. I don't know if y'all are hearing what I'm saying. This ain't no play thing for just come, you know. And, no, man, this is so powerful. And that's why I'm taking my time to talk to you a few moments this morning. I want this to be the best Christmas you ever had. And you can unwrap Jesus in January, February, Thursday. If you know how to unwrap Jesus, every day Friday. So any kind of pressure, any, I want to minister to you. Any kind of pressure you're dealing with, something might be on your mind now, you're here, but I want you to know there's an element, a part of that wrapping got your answer. You can't talk to everybody about this. This is a family stuff. You can't be talking to somebody outside the family about this, because they're not going to understand what you're talking about. You're talking about, I'm unwrapping Jesus today. You say, Christmas gone. No, Christmas never leave. If Christmas is about Christ, it's every day. It's not just December the 25th. So let me try to show you how to keep unwrapping Jesus. In the 26th verse of the first chapter of Luke. Now, unwrapping the all-thing possible life of Christ. So nothing going to be impossible to you the rest of your life. Now, y'all ain't taking it. Y'all think I'm just talking up here. No, God sent me. I'm talking for him. He told me to tell you that. Notice now, in the 26th verse, you with me?
Yes, sir.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. And notice verse 28 now. And the angel came into her and said, "Hail, thou highly favored." I believe we need to unwrap that right now. Yes. Look at somebody and tell them, "I'm highly favored." Now don't you forget that. Don't you ever forget that. No matter what's going on in your life, you are supernaturally highly favored. You got it? See, for the message is not just for pregnant Mary. The message is for pregnant you. Whatever this angel is saying to Mary, he's talking to Leroy this morning. I don't know what your name, you can call your name. But from this day forward, I'm going to live a high. I don't care what your situation is right now. You just listen to me. Let some of this favor get on your situation. Highly favored. Couldn't it? See, she's highly favored. This is what Christmas is all about. Celebrating that because we are connected with Jesus, we are highly favored. In other words, to say it, to make it more clear, I can get high on grace anytime I get ready. I can take me a smoke of grace or a drink of grace anytime I get ready. And I don't care what nobody think, I know I got it made. Thank God, take me a drink of grace right now. You see my point? See, you got to walk spiritually. You can't walk naturally. You can't let commercials override your conviction. They try to override our conviction. They try to tell us we got to come to them, but they got to come to us. We got the final word, right? All right, listen. Let me try to read it, because I got six or seven shares I want to give you. Share, S-H-A-L-L. Write that word down. Share is a commission commandment that can't be stopped. Shall mean will be done. Shall mean can't be stopped. Y'all better catch this. I'm talking about everything you do in your life from this day forward. You must know you can't be stopped. You will begin to live a share life. I shall do this. I shall have this. I shall finish this. I shall overcome this. I shall be this. S-H-A-L-L. I don't care what's going on around me. I'm going to live my unwrapped share life. I look at some of y'all faces, I don't be y'all catching it. You know what the Lord just told you? He wants you from this Christmas forward, because of his son, because of Emmanuel being with you, because this divine pregnancy you carry, that you have a possibility to live in a world that tell you things that are impossible. But you tell them, "I'm living the possible life. I'm living a share life. I'm living a life that can't be stopped because I got divine backup." Y'all ain't happy. I'm gonna close. I am going to close. Y'all not happy enough? You come here and the Lord done told you you're gonna live a share life. I shall not be stopped. I shall not be moved. I shall not lose. What? Let me preach up in here this morning. When you in the process of unwrapping Jesus, you're unwrapping your share life. Both share. S-H-A-L-L, that's H-A-R-E. I think that's really share. Share. Yeah, I share. Whatever Jesus could do, I share that. And I heard somebody over here say, I want my share.
I want my share.
But it's Christmas, man. Yeah. It's a time to celebrate. Yeah. We are not regular people.
No.
We got the glory of God.
Yeah.
The life of God's in me. What about you? Well, let me try to read it. It's so powerful. I can't. It's so powerful. So powerful. So the angel, verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, wait a minute, let me stop. This is for somebody. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know what you're praying about. I don't know where you need to be at this time. But I heard when I began to read, it shall be done. Now, there is no respect of what it is. If it's good, and God said you can have it, no matter what or who have been blocking you, you have a prophetical word from God this day, it shall be done. Here's a revelation. On that, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall. See, that just come up in my spirit when he gave me that prophetic word. I didn't, you know, I don't have this on note. He came up in my spirit. The Holy Spirit said, "Now say that." Yes, prophesied. Whatever you need to happen in your life, he spoke over you. He said, it shall. Then he back it up. The Lord is my shepherd. And I. That's good preaching, man. I shall not want. Say it, I shall not want. For any good thing. Merry Christmas. The Lord is unwrapping himself to you. Now when I pause like that, I'm giving the Holy Spirit a chance to minister to you. Because this is we're using English word. But spiritual language. And we got to permit the Holy Spirit to get beyond your academics and to tap into your anointing. See, when you're dealing with the Bible, you got to operate. You can't operate in the academic. You got to operate in the anointing. The Holy Spirit make what this book say happen. Jesus Christ. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou highly favored. I'm not just favored. I don't want to stop there too much, but I'm highly favored. Tell somebody, I'm not just favored. I'm highly favored. And then he says in the same voice, look at it. The Lord is with thee. Look what he said at the end of the voice. What he said at the end of the voice. Blessed, favored, blessed, and the Lord, that's unwrapping him, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, let me hear. And when she saw him, She was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Now, something the Lord going to do for you going to trouble you. Because it's going to be so great you can't figure it out. God going to put you in a position. Oh, Jesus, somebody help me. God going to put you in a position that you can't explain. I don't know how I got here. All I know, he brought me. And I'm glad about it. Some of y'all in position right now. You don't know how you got there. But the Lord brought you there. He put you in that position. Some tried to block you. Some tried to stop you. But you got there anyway. They wondered how she got there. How he got there. They don't know you had unseen help. From this Christmas forward, you're going to always be aware that I have unseen help. What kind of help?
Unseen help.
Your normal life is over. You shouldn't have never come here this morning if you want to live a normal life. Because you have an unseen hand touching you right now, up in here, erasing, removing some things that's been a hindrance to your life. Somebody give him glory. Somebody give Jesus praise. Jesus up in here. Give him praise. Hallelujah. I have an unseen hand working with me. That's why I'm highly favored. I tell you what. You're going to get more than you bargained for this morning. See, I sense a fresh anointing. I sense an anointing. I sense an atmosphere. I sense an authority that I have never seen before in my life. Right here in this place this morning. I sense that this, you will never see a regular Christmas no more. Matter of fact, the Spirit of God said you will never see a regular day no more. Because you got an unseen hand touching you. You're highly favored and you're blessed. Sit down. I feel like singing a Christmas carol myself. Man, I'm so blessed up in here this morning. I'm so blessed. Forgive me if I start crying. I'm so blessed to know that Jesus, whatever this book says in me, whatever possibility that Jesus had, that possibility live in me. Whatever I read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, whatever I see him, Jesus in action, whatever he did, I see I can do it too. See, you just can't be a church member. You got to be a Christ member too. Yeah. I never heard that before. Yeah. As Christ moved, as Jesus moved, I move. Yeah. Jesus makes things happen through me. Oh, man, come on. Come on here. Jesus makes things happen through me. Verse 30. And the angel said, oh, my God, this is a wonderful verse. Verse 30, you there with me? I can't hear no more than three of y'all. And the angel said unto her, he's still ministering to Mary, he's still unwrapping Jesus, right? He's foretelling this, but look what he said to her. What did he say to her? Did you hear it? No, I'm asking, did you hear it? No. Did you hear him not talking to Mary? What you dealing with? Faith and favor is more powerful than fear. Amen. Write that down. Next time you start to fear, and you write that down, you can read it. And the angel said to her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Oh, I want to talk about conceiving. Yeah. Believing and conceiving. And bring forth. How many of y'all ready to bring forth? Amen. The word of God, the promises of God, the blessings of God. You are designed to conceive and bring forth. This service is supposed to make you pregnant. When you leave here this morning, you're supposed to be carrying something. And you're supposed to expect it at any moment to manifest. You'll leave here this morning as a demonstrator of what good things God can do, not for me, not to me. See, God was doing this through Mary, not to Mary, not just for Mary, but God have you here to do some things through you. Stop crying. Stop being afraid because it look a little dark. That it look like it's not going to work out. He's about to do something through you out of the ordinary. That's why he permitted a few things to happen for you to know that you didn't do this yourself. I set you up to use you. Trust me. Trust me. Everything come in your life is for a reason. Trust me, I'm about to show you something else. So you're ready for conception. Every time you hear the word, a seed is deposited in your soul and in your spirit for you not to think normal, not to act normal, not to trust normality. Thank God this is a super Christmas. Trying to read it. Verse 31 again. Come on, let me finish. Verse 31. What time is it? 10:20. The pot song. All right. Underline the word conceive. Underline the word conceive. In the womb of your spirit. I'm in verse 31. Th- So the next thing I want you to see is your powerful abilities to bring forth things out of the ordinary. You have the ability, listen to me, you have the ability to bring forth miracles. Didn't Jesus do it? As he is in this world. So get ready to bring forth some things that'll be staggering. I just got to say it to your neighbor. Just bringing forth. I mean, just living a normal bringing forth life will shake this world up. And then they'll make them get on their knees and you can tell them about Jesus. But you got to bring forth something. You can't just run your mouth talking about how good your God is. You got to bring forth something. You got to get pregnant with God. Pregnant with Jesus. Pregnant. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Bring forth. You underline bring forth? And then he said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now, here's a list of things I'm going to run down real quick to you. In verse 32, it says, he shall be what? And because he is great, because his life was great. Bible says you have overcome them, little children, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. So one of the, notice he shall be great. That I share is, you see. And then it says, you know, we'll stay on great all day, but we're not. And then it says, and shall, underline the shall here. And shall, I got 12 of them. And shall be called a son of the highest. Amen. Guess who else is called the son of the highest? I don't know about you. See what I said, Junior? See what I said, Junior? But Junior, I don't know about you. But Leroy is called the son of the highest. So I have no right to live a low life. Because I'm the son of the highest, I am designed to live a holy life. A sanctified life. A life that I'm not going to let this world use and disglorify my Father. You can live holy. Oh, yes, yes. You can say no. Living a high life. I tell you, I stay high. And no drug can make you high like I be. Boy, this is no joke. Jesus is higher than the best dope. I get high, boy. I'm getting high right now. What? Just a present. This thing is so... Excuse me. See, some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. You got to spend time with it. Partner, he'll make you drunk. He'll make you have, listen to me, you listening? Y'all gonna want this. Not to have a worry in this world. Yeah. He'll make you know when it looks like you're losing. You're winning anyway. Now I hear another word. All of your accusers will be stopped in their track today. Everyone who got an accusation against you, they better get on their knees right now, because you're under a certain anointing that your accusers in trouble. Let me run through this and close. I'm going to let y'all go home. Listen, let me run through this and give it to you. He shall be, I'm at verse 5. He shall be great. Get that shall. He shall be called the son of the highest. Get that. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. See, that's the third shell. I think it's third shell. It's four, five shells there. See them shell? And verse 33. And he shall what?
Reign.
Who are you talking of? How is Jesus going to reign down here? Come on, talk to me. You listen up. I'm going to live the reigning life. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And listen to this. Of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, look what she asked. You underline that shell. Because I got another shell to show you. How shall this be? You have to get to your position in your life. You have let God work through you so much. You have to sit down and say, How can this be? I'm not smart enough to be here. How did I get here? Who did this? See y'all ain't got that thrill. See, y'all don't have the thrill I have. See, that's why I'm here teaching you that you got to get in a position. You say, how I got here? I don't remember the steps. I don't remember the chip. How I got here? Who did this for me? Who did this through me? I want you to ask somebody next to you what you're working with. See that question she asked? You ready for a revelation? I said, are you ready for a revelation? Then said Mary unto the angel, verse 34, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? All y'all think y'all need a man. You ain't got to have no man. You got to have Jesus, and then he'll give you a man. A man not your answer. Here's how it's going to happen to you. Tell somebody, here is how it's going to happen to you. Get a little rhythm with it. Get a little, here is how it's going to happen to you. Whatever you want to happen, here is how it's going to happen to you. You're going to leave your happening this morning. Here's how it's going to happen for you. You ready? Because what this angel told her seemed to be impossible. Some things you dealing with now seem to be impossible. But here is how it's going to happen to you. That thing you thought you couldn't do. That place you thought you couldn't go. That life you thought you couldn't live. Here is how it's going to happen to you. That situation looked like it's circling you. And it's been circling for years. But yeah, how you going to get out of that? something about to happen to you. You're about to go to places that you've never been before. If you follow, thus said the Lord, and the scripture that the Lord, and the spirit that the Lord is speaking to you this morning, this is the best Christmas you have ever seen in your life. Here is how it's going to happen to you. Yeah, how God going to bring that change in your life. Yeah, how God going to bring your victory. Yeah, how God going to put you on high. Yeah, how God going to bless you. This is your day. Unwrapping Jesus properly. About to put you in another position. Now here, listen, I got to read this one verse. Here, and verse 35. Ooh, Jesus. And the angel had an answer. And the angel answered and said unto her, hold up, girl. Hold up, girl. Hold up here. Hold up here, girl. We're not working with no natural stuff here. Hold up. I know you don't understand. I know you're nervous about being pregnant with all this good stuff. But the Holy Ghost. Look at the next word. Woo! The Holy Ghost shall come upon your house. The Holy Ghost shall come upon the car you're driving. The Holy Ghost shall come upon your finances. The Holy Ghost shall come upon your health. The Holy Ghost shall come upon your family. The Holy Ghost shall come on your runaway child and bring her back home for you this morning. I say the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Good God Almighty. Listen. Listen, not all that. And the power of the highest shall, add it again, overshadow thee. You leave it here with a power shadow going home with you. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Jump to verse 37. We're going home, Jim. Verse 37. We're going home. All of these shells come from this one shell. So if you can't remember the rest of them, just go to this one. This one will stir up all the other shell. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And look at Mary surrender. You got to know how to surrender. And Mary said, I'm convinced. I'm convinced, now I'm about to say something for you now. I'm convinced that this mess is over. I'm going to have me some peace. I'm going to have me some joy. You see what I'm saying? You got to convince. So she said this. Say, Pastor, you preaching to me? Yeah, I am. You here? I'm everybody passed up here this morning. Visitors and all, listen to me. I'm talking to you. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Look what she said. Be it unto me according to thy word. Angel said, she got it. He said, Angel departed. All right? So I want you to see that. I want you to understand that. And I want you to do these two things in my closing. Verse 46 and 47. You just got to keep doing these two things. Keep doing these two things. And all I've preached are going to work for you. 46 and 47. And Mary said, come on, read that with me. And Mary said, what she said?
My soul magnify
the Lord. I didn't hear that last part. Say it again.
My soul magnify the Lord.
A little louder.
My
mind, my conscience, my emotion, my imagination, my desire, my will magnifies. You understand that? How many of y'all want to continue to be blessed? Well, I'm not telling you secondhand information. I've been magnifying him for 46 years. And if you magnify him, he will never let you outdo him. He will turn around and out-magnify you. And my what? Go ahead and rejoice. Go ahead, it's Christmas morning. Go ahead and rejoice. That's enough. Go ahead and rejoice. Come on, rejoice. It's Christmas morning. My spirit rejoices. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Glory, 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 glory. I receive something. I receive. Now, this young man here, he's a special carrier. He come here just to deliver. This boy daddy was like that. Phil was like that. He would send a carrier to bring things to me. And his son doing the same thing. Isn't that something? How would you like to have a $10,000 Christmas gift? Say what? See, if y'all just only listen, God darn it. Listen to me. Don't think I'm just up here talking. I opened a Christmas gift yesterday, and a $10,000 check come flowing out of it. Say, Apostle, I love you so much. Have a good Christmas. Well, I believe you're going to have a pretty good Christmas with one gift with it. See, now you don't think this because I'm an apostle. It's because of what I do. See, I'll tell you this later. My travel yet? Come see if somebody gonna come give this invitation. I'm not too much of an evangelist.